T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us, Al, is the Darth Vader of Philadelphia sports, the legendary John Johnson, working on short rest. This is what they would never do with analytics, Al. John Johnson cannot come back after pitching 4 hours overnight. John, I don't know. We're working you too hard. You're going to need a week off after this, Johnson?
Oh, you're going to give me a week off? I'll take a week off.
All right, Johnson, listen, I'm not going to play around. I love This is very possibly the final day that Ben Simmons is a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. The draft is tonight. Could you please tell us what you're hearing and what you think could go down in the next 24 hours?
Well, as you pointed out, the Daryl Morey and Rich Paul, the agent for Ben Simmons, are right now in kind of a full court press where they are working together in efforts to potentially trade Ben Simmons as soon as tonight. Now, the asking price is incredibly high, which you would expect, and it'll come down, you know, at some point. There are multiple teams interested, many who you are aware of, and Golden State has been mentioned, Toronto has been mentioned, a couple other organizations, San Antonio. But yesterday, a couple of new teams came to the forefront that have significant interest in Ben. One of them being the Washington Wizards, which is very interesting because if they have interest in acquiring Ben, that means they are thinking about blowing it all up because Ben and Russell Westbrook can't exist on the same floor together. Therefore, it makes Bradley Beal available via trade. And the other team, which is very interesting, which kind of came out of nowhere, the Miami Heat. Now, I looked up and down the Heat roster multiple times. They have some young up-and-coming players who took a significant step back last season, so I'm not over-the-top excited about them. They have some tenured players who are good, but they occupy the same space as Joel Embiid. Therefore, the only option that's left that would be available in a trade would be Jimmy Butler.
And, wow. Oh! This is brilliant! That's right. First of all, let's start with this, right, John? They're not bringing Simmons to pair up with Butler again. We already know that doesn't work, right?
No, there is a 0% chance Jimmy Butler would ever play with Ben Simmons again.
All right, so if they're really interested in Simmons, they're going to have to get rid of Butler.
As crazy as it sounds, and granted, it's one of several teams interested. You know, I remember vividly when it was decided that Jimmy Butler would not be coming back. They would sign and trade him to Miami. Joel Embiid was visibly upset, and he was very outspoken, not just to the media, but with ownership, how he couldn't believe that Jimmy Butler wasn't going to stay with the 76ers. So if Daryl Morey is going to be true to a lot of what he's saying, that this is their window and everything is centered around Joel Embiid, as crazy as it sounds, it would make perfect sense to bring back the guy who said he was one of the best teammates he ever had.
John, do you understand what you're getting if you bring Butler back here? This would be awesome. You're getting a terrifically versatile clutch player, and you are adding to your roster two large testicles, which they desperately need because you saw in the playoffs they got no cojones. Yeah. Am I right?
It's a big deal.
I was watching that whole playoff series and I was going, Jimmy Butler would have made a big difference here, wouldn't he? How about wait a minute. The other thing is, the only reason Butler wasn't re-signed, other than the fact he was looking for a great deal in Miami if he could get it, was that Brett Brown didn't want him. He was a troublemaker, right? Brett Brown's gone.
Yeah, Brett Brown didn't care for how raw Jimmy Butler was, and Ben Simmons didn't care for the fact that Jimmy Butler wanted the ball in his hands in clutch time to bring the ball off the court.
See, the only problem I have with this now, this is the only scenario I want. Right? This,
oh, jeez.
Now, if they get some other deal, I mean, getting rid of Ben is a plus anyway. But how great would it be if you brought Butler back here? I love
interesting.
Jimmy
it's not.
Butler.
It's not my number one deal I want.
You have a deal better than Butler?
Well, there's other players out there I would rather have. Dame?
None of them have the large things I just described.
Yeah, but they're younger and better.
All right, fine. Anyway, let me get...
Sorry.
John, all right, so with the 28th pick in the NBA draft tonight, the Sixers select...
It won't be the Sixers. They're going to trade that pick.
They are.
There has been. I've spoken to several people, and it's been several people have reported this as well. Daryl Morey is in the here and the now, and there is some interest in the 28th pick. He has little to no interest in selecting someone who he's going to have to groom and give time on the court to. He's in the win now mode. So there is a high percentage chance that pick is traded. For what, I don't know. But Daryl Morey, he wants a superstar, and he wants one badly. So I would anticipate, even if Ben Simmons is not traded tonight, there will be multiple trades by the Sixers.
Multiple trades tonight?
Yes.
Oh, this sounds like fun. All right, while we're on trades, John is also a brilliant reporter covering the Phillies for WIP. What about some trades from Dave Dombrowski for the Phillies? What are you hearing there?
Right now, you're not hearing much, right? After everything fell apart with the Pittsburgh Pirates, where there was not just the one deal that was about to happen, but there was a potential for another, it's gone radio silent for this moment in time. I honestly don't know what Dave Dombrowski is doing as tomorrow afternoon is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. He better get on it. I mean, he needs a starter, he needs a reliever, and even a bat if he's serious about contending in the division. And you're within reach despite them being .500.
Did they get shafted on that deal with Tyler Anderson, the left-hander from Pittsburgh? What happened on that one, John?
Yeah, it is wild. They had the medical issue with one of the prospects that they were sending in return. And Pittsburgh wasted no time in quickly getting a hold of Seattle to complete another transaction, which was, it seems a little fishy. I mean, stuff like this does happen frequently, but usually it works itself out. They come to an agreement on another prospect or future considerations, and then it's done. It's no big deal. For Seattle to swiftly jump in and everything change, I certainly question how serious it was when the reports came out.
All right, so are you expecting some Phillies trades by the deadline of 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Well, Dave Dombrowski came out and said that ownership has given him the okay to add to the team. So when you make that statement and you say that, as opposed to if we don't, we don't, every fan should expect a minimum of one to two transactions from this team by tomorrow afternoon.
All right, big questions, quick fire. Will there be a trade by the Phillies by tomorrow?
Yes.
Will Ben Simmons still be a Sixer by the end of this week?
Yes.
And all right, but he is going, right?
He is going. No. There is no doubt he is going. It's a question of getting that value. If you want it by tonight, that's the question, whether they get it in time.
And, John, one last thing, because I always seek advice from people I respect, like Mr. Jai Johnson. Mm. John, I've got a weird little situation with the new Eagles coach. He made a comment that seems humorous to me, but I don't think he intended it to be. Nick Sirianni said this.
The players right now are attacking rest.
He said they're in attack mode for everything, including rest. What was your – when you heard that, what did you think?
The first thing you think of is Gabe Kapler.
He said it, Al. Al, he said it.
Everybody thought it. He said it.
He said it.
From a football fan perspective, it's kind of, all right, I'll buy in. Let's see what happens. From doing sports talk, it is gold. I mean, this guy is going to be nonstop material each and every time he steps to the podium.
John Johnson, thank you for doing this, man. You are a hero to me. Jonesy, say something nice.
No. Goodbye.
See you, Johnson. Love you, man. You're the best.
Get lost.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.